And it's time for the birthday scam. We're going to call a guy. Dean's going to pretend to be this guy who was in a traffic altercation with this bike rider. And eventually pulled him over and got into it in a shouting match with him. And so you're going to call being that guy.
Well, first I pretend to be a lawyer.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, is this John?
Yes.
John, this is Steve Phillips, and I'm an attorney. I represent a gentleman that you got into an altercation with on the road. You recall?
No.
You were on a motorcycle, and you accosted him on the roadway, took his cell phone, you threatened him.
What?
You took his cell phone, and you shook it at him, you threatened him.
Well, if you want to talk to somebody, you need to call my attorney. Her name is Larry.
Now, I just really wanted to get your side of the story to see if we could work this out.
Well, to start with, I don't even know who you are. If you want to talk to me, you need to talk to my attorney.
I'm talking to you right now. I'm just simply...
Goodbye.
You ran my client off the road, chased him down...
Think so?
...and scared the bejesus out of him.
Think so?
And he has some damages now. He's had some psychological problems.
What's your phone number?
Why would you chase someone down like that?
Okay, let me call her, and I'll call you back.
All right, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I'm not really a lawyer. I'm the guy you chased down.
That's fine.
I was just trying to frighten you.
Oh, I'm terrified.
I haven't been sleeping well since you did that.
Maybe you ought to think about following motorcycles too close.
Well, maybe...
Maybe you shouldn't tailgate motorcycles.
Maybe you should...
Maybe you learned a good lesson. Maybe I'll look at the upside is that you learned a good lesson.
I was just trying to get where I was going. I mean, you're the person who started it.
Really?
Banging on the side of my car?
Asked you to roll down the window so I could talk to you.
You scared the crap out of me.
Well, you learned a good lesson then.
I've had to see a psychiatrist now.
Well, maybe you shouldn't follow the motorcycle so close. You know, if you bump a motorcycle, it could cause severe damage. Then you try to run me off the road.
No, you tried to run me off the road.
With a motorcycle. I tried to run you off the road.
I was going to call the cops, and you grabbed the phone.
You know, you don't even know what you're talking about, see?
I
know you're lying.
I've seen a doctor, and I've gotten some therapy.
Man, you're lying.
And I'm not afraid of you anymore.
You're a liar.
Why don't we meet?
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Why don't we get together?
Oh, now I'm really scared.
Why don't we settle it? You're the big guy on the bike chasing me down. Why don't we settle it?
Where do you want to meet, tough guy?
You ready to go?
Are you?
Are you?
Are you?
Are you?
Are you?
I'll beat the crap out of you.
Well, why wouldn't you do something that night then?
Well,
that's because you're a bitch, man.
I'm a what?
You're a bitch. You know, I don't mind giving you a second chance. I give all women second chances.
Excuse me?
Just wherever you want to meet, let's do it.
All right, here's where we meet, up at the Dean and Rod Show.
Dean and Rod Show?
Happy birthday, John.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that'll be one of the two Victors to pull this one.
Yes, it was your buddy Victor Hall wanted us to scam you.
It's the Eagle, Dean and Rod Show. Want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody from Dean and Raj and the Screaming Goats. I like them way better than the Jingle Bell Dogs.
I like them way better than One Direction.
I like them better than Michael Bublé.
These are they're kind of like dwarfy-sized goats.
Yeah.
And they make human screaming noises.
Oh, and they're branching out. It's not just Christmas music.
No?
Screaming Goats on all your favorite hits. We'll give it a shot. Don't answer yet, though.
Wait.
They're on your favorite movie themes.
Oh, that Bon Jovi killed me.
Good Lord.
Didn't they sing with Adele?
We could have had it.
Oh, you can hear the envelope if you pay close attention. Rod is putting the name into it. A famous dead man's name that you have to guess somehow. Well, you can ask a yes or no question to help narrow it down. 713-343-1075.
Today's winner will get tickets to see Ron White, funny comedian.
Hey, Tiffany, how are you today?
Great. How are y'all guys?
Good.
Optimum.
You're on the show first to try to guess the dead guy. Do you have a question?
Yes. Was he an entertainer?
Yes, he was an entertainer.
Here we go.
Off and running.
Who is it?
Is it Glenn Campbell?
Glenn Campbell. Is it finally time for Glenn?
Hasn't been in yet. No.
Not yet. Good playing.
Thank you.
Over to Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How are you?
Was he an actor?
Was he an actor?
No,
Laura.
Not an actor.
Oh, how about Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, I don't know that we would call him an entertainer per se, but no, it's not Seuss.
His books entertained.
So, we have a dead entertainer, however not an actor, which brings in the winningest player in the history of this game. Although it's been a while. Chili Dog.
How are y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good morning.
You've heard the clues.
Yes. Was he a musician?
No, not a musician.
Let's go with Monty Hall.
Winner! He's done it again! Chili Dog.
Why did you hit the buzzer?
Multi-time. Is it 30 now? Wins.
Come on!
That was 30!
The big 3-0.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Finally.
Will he now, at this very moment, retire and hang it up?
Why?
As
he's still
a winner.
Got a lot of game
I've
left,
gotta
Dean.
I've got to go for triple digits.
Okay,
triple digits. I hope we're still here.
That's a lot of pressure.
So, all right, Monty Hall, entertainer, game show host. Let's make a deal, Susie.
Yeah, also, there's a puzzle named after him, the Monty Hall problem, which is if you have three doors and then you pick one and then you have a chance to pick another one. It's very long and complicated. You can look it up. It's mathematical. I don't get.
Because on the show, you always had these three doors. What's behind door number one, door number two?
Right.
One of the doors had like a donkey behind it. Remember that?
Yeah. And even if you could take what's behind door, or you can just take the cash and go. And I liked when he'd go up in the audience. I'll give you $100 if you have a hard-boiled egg in your purse.
Yeah, that was the fun part.
And then they'd go, I just happen to have one.
Think of the junk you had to stuff in there.
Just random things, hoping that. And then they dressed bizarrely, too, to get his attention, right?
Yeah. Did you feel like sometimes he was a little snide to the people in the crowd?
Not in an Alex Trebek way at all. I thought he was kind of cool, you know, but...
Yeah.
God,
I watched a lot of hours of that
with
my great-grandma. Probably, early 70s, late 60s, early 70s?
Probably,
Yeah.
I think they have one of those crazy channels that they have now. They have digital television where it plays
all game shows
of it.
Yeah.
Like Buzzer or something like that, 20.3.
Uh-huh. On your on your UHF antenna, you're still getting that? I'm with you. I'm a cord cutter. I watch off the antenna. All those shows are still on, by the way.
Wow.
Chili brings up a good point. You can still watch Gunsmoke every single day.
Miami Vice, 9 o'clock, right after A-Team, every night.
And it's free, baby. All right. Well, way to go, Chili Dog, with his 30th win.
How old was he? He was old.
Yeah, he died September 30th of this year at the age of 96, died from heart failure. You know, back in 1947, he married his distant cousin, Marilyn, and that would make him her husband.
I don't believe that's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
There's now.
It is in Arkansas.
All right. Well, Chili Dog, hang on the line. You're going to go see the Ron White show. It's Monty Hall, today's dead guy in the envelope on the Eagle. Send that out to Gwyneth Paltrow, who's running through the shadows of the night to escape this fire that is roaring through Beverly Hills.
Parts of L.A., but some of these places, like I think it's called the Skillerin Fire or the Skillerin Fire right now, is Bel Air area. And, you know, some of these houses are, I mean, these are multi-million dollar houses.
And Raj's kid lives and works not too far from all of that.
Yeah, in a teeny, teeny apartment.
Well, that's not the issue. The issue is his proximity to all of this.
The fire, yeah. I'm going to wait about another 10 minutes. It'd be 7 o'clock there. Give him a call, see what's going on. Hollywood's had a rough year. First, you had the Weinstein storm.
Yeah.
Firestorm.
Firestorm, and now you got a real firestorm.
Well, don't you think he should just get out of that area today?
I don't know. I don't know what the situation is and how far this stuff is.
I bet you he can smell it. I bet you he's breathing it.
Do you think he should leave the area?
Yeah, I don't know what his work obligation is.
I don't think he's in the evacuation area, so... But, you know, when he is, they'll tell him. The place where I used to live in Sunland is in an evacuation area for one of the other fires. So I would have had, if I still lived there, I'd have to be evacuated right now.
You always hope that your kid is going to be smart enough to make the right decisions in these things, right? Or even know what's happening.
Well, I'm just going to remind him. if it is an evacuation, if they do get an evacuation, oh, she go, you know.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He is 24.
Yeah. So you think back, okay. God, he would never even wear his coat. Remember, it was like 12. You had to tell him to put the coat on because it's raining.
Right.
So hopefully, he's even following the news, and he's knows.
He still doesn't wear his coat.
No, probably not.
I think he's engaged, right?
Yes.
So she's probably smart enough.
Hey, the phone's ringing. Let's take a call. Hello.
It's
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Morning.
Yes, Roy.
The DNR show.
Right on.
Yeah, DNR stands for Do Not Resuscitate. Hey, did y'all see that in England, a sperm donor has fathered 54 kids?
Wow.
Yeah, he just broke Dwight Howard's record. And the two colors of the year, this is fascinating, are rose and serenity. Did you hear about that?
Yes, the fashion industry sets the colors of the year, I guess.
Yeah, that's also the name of the strippers I had at Treasures the other night.
Rose and serenity.
And I heard y'all talking about Caitlyn Jenner.
We were?
Yeah, the other day, dummies, when you was talking about...
What were we saying?
He was talking about he was almost on Time Magazine's most interesting people.
Yes, he's one of the.
Do you even listen to your own show?
I do remember that now. One of the finalists for the Person of the Year.
Yeah, well, he and I are a lot alike.
How so?
I was a man trapped inside a woman's body.
You were.
Till I came out my mom's birth canal. Later!
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Roger Goodell will continue his lucrative position as NFL commissioner. The owners agreed and signed Raj to a 5-year, $200 million contract. Now, my quick division skills tells me that that's $40 million per year to run a $6 billion non-profit organization. But wait, he also gets perks, a lifetime private jet. You can't expect Roger to fly coach, and a lifetime health insurance for his family, which that'll come in handy in case he has concussion and CTE issues later in life. Oh, that's right, he doesn't actually play football and risk his physical and mental health like the athletes that he reigns over. The agreement with the owners was reportedly nearly unanimous. Only a certain billionaire in Texas voting against it. I don't want to mention names, but I'm guessing someone's surgically permanent smile almost turned into a frown. That's today's Wild Pitch.